So what brings y'all all out today?
You do.
Do you feel ready to play Saturday night?
Do I feel ready? I've been looking forward to this moment. I mean, I'm blessed to be in this position. Coaches feel that I have proved myself in practice enough to allow me to play in this preseason game, to travel with them. They haven't given me any indication of how many plays or how many snaps I'm going to play. So before y'all ask that question, I don't know. I am traveling, so traveling means that I will have a chance and opportunity to be out there on the field. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, what are you expecting out of yourself, or are you just going in with an open mind as far as how these first snaps are going to be?
I mean, I'm expecting a lot for myself. I'm going up against Mathis, 11 years in the league, knowing it's a preseason game, but his intensity to the game, how he plays it, I know he's going to look at it as a regular season game. Each snap he gets, he's going to give his best. So it really, this is my marker of how well that I have trained on the offseason to recover and get back to top shape.
Whenever we asked you in the offseason, you never gave a timetable of when you'd return, and it didn't always sound like you were sure whether you'd have a shot to play before the opener. Are you at all surprised that this relatively early you're going to be back on the field?
No, I mean, it was my goal to get out here and be step-by-step with the players, my teammates, going out there and doing the off-season program, just trying to maintain with them. I never wanted this injury to be media attention. I wanted to deal with it during the off-season, come back, like, okay, you're ready to go. It's a new season. Let's start front. But missing the first two preseason games, like, okay, it would not be beneficial for me to start the season and not have any snaps under my belt. So I'm looking forward to this. I did not know this would be the week I would start. I mean, but each practice I was playing, like, okay, if coach puts me in there, am I going to be ready? And I want to make sure that I'm ready for each snap I take, however many snaps that might be.
And are you pretty confident at this point that barring any setbacks, opening days, you'll be out there?
Yes. I mean, we 2 days full pads. I was out there working with all of them, taking all the reps, making sure that, okay, challenge yourself. So when you do get out there, it's not, okay, you're expected to do all 70 plays. That's preseason game, so it's like, okay, how many plays am I going to get? They're not giving me a number, so they're still not saying it's, they're still playing it by ear, and which is good for me because it's keeping me on my toes and ready to go.
Every time the coaches talked about you being out there in practice, it seemed like it came with a little bit of a surprise that you were doing as much as you did so soon in camp. Now that camp is ending, are you a little surprised with how far along you were right from seemingly the start of camp?
That's a good thing, right? You're saying it as if negative.
No, I mean,
just coming off of an injury. You never know how your body's going to respond to it. And so, I mean, I don't know of other players like sit down and talk like, oh, you came back in so-and-so weeks and it took me X amount of weeks. It's not one of those. It's like, just being out there, having that opportunity, having the team give me the chance to come back and to still play. And so I'm looking at the positives of it, that they'll allow me to get back out there to do what I do. I know out there, game uniform, all that, I'm not going to be thinking about my leg at all. So I know he's not going to be thinking about my leg when he's rushing and all that. So, I mean, I'm just preparing for a good matchup. And I know afterwards I'm watching film, I'm like, okay, that's really going to determine where you're at when you look back and you see, okay, you went live. How did you do?
Well, do you have any questions about the leg, or have they already been answered?
Do I have any questions? No, it's still my right leg, so I'm pretty good with it.
But, I mean, at what point did you say, okay, it's back to where it has to be?
I mean, it's still not the right leg before the injury. But the doctor, like, that is going to be time. That is, you have to take it through its paces just to warm it up, to loosen up, to make sure you're ready to go. But he was like, you're good to go. You don't have to worry about re-injuring it or any setbacks. So in that aspect of it, I'm not worried about it at all.
Has this fight to get back healthy at all taken your mind off of the problems that you, the line, experienced last last year, or is that still a bad taste in your mouth?
No, it kept me focused on the future. I mean, knowing that all I had to do to get back here, I really didn't have time to wallow in self-pity or sorrow.
I mean, I would imagine that you know you've got something to prove, probably yourself too, right?
I mean, we all have something to prove each and every day. If you write a bad report, you're going to have something to prove tomorrow. I mean, these are our jobs. This is what I elected to do. I mean, I'm blessed to be in this position. So I know to the coaching staff, to the owners, to the people watching, this is your first game back. And it's not going to be, okay, this is your first game back, so we're giving you an excuse or we're giving you an outlet. It's you're out here, you're playing in the best five will play. So if you want to be out there playing, you better be one of the best five.
How important is this game for you and Schwartz to work together? Because, you know, you really haven't gotten that live action next to him yet.
I mean, it's just, I'm going at it as, yes, it is a live game. I'm playing against something else or someone else. But it's still me going out there and doing the same thing in practice. The only difference is you don't have the coach yelling at you after each play. They have to be on the sideline and wait till you get off the field. But, I mean, I feel confident in him. He feels confident in me. It's not like, okay, this is our first game, and it's not the nervous jitters and all that, being two vets out there. I mean, we played before, we know how to do it. Midstream adjusts, we've done a few times before last season, so it's just getting out there and making sure that we put our best foot forward.
You have to prove that you're back from the injury. Is there a part of you that also has to prove that you're back to 2012 form?
I mean, each day you have something to prove. So just getting out there and showing the coaches, I mean, just my appreciation for still being in Giants uniform, giving me the opportunity to come back from an injury, to come back and play. I know it's preseason, so it's not the actual start of the season. But it's okay. I'm getting out there. I'm getting some reps. I'm getting some movements. And it gives me more hope for the future, knowing that first game starts, okay, I've done this before. I'm not getting out there like first time. So, yes, I have something to prove, but we all have something to prove. So I don't think the weight on my shoulder is bigger than anyone else's. It's just a little different.
A lot of great offensive lines, a great offensive line, and a lot of field have a real nastiness, either to them individually or as a unit. Does this group
have that? Oh, yeah, most definitely. Can't show it to y'all because y'all like to say how bad character is if we're getting on fights and things like that, just watching the TV when I go home. But I mean, it's, you call it nastiness, but it's, we call it competition. It's a friendly competition. We're out there, it's not life or death, but it's still bragging rights of the season of the players. We get to go out there and we don't want to be the first one to stop. We don't want to be beaten in any way. I mean, it could be a foot race. You going against the receiver, once you accept that challenge, there's no way that I want to lose. I'm never going into a competition expecting to lose. So it's that toughness, that that will to win, that one, that strive to excel that that we have.
You know that a lot of people put last year's offensive failures on the line. Are you convinced this group is better?
I am. It's a new group. It's a new playbook. It's not the same offense as last year, so you can't say what you did last year you're going to do this year, because there's so many new variables that you're like, everyone's going to have to see how this offensive line responds. I mean, we're already starting off better than we started off last year, so that's an improvement, and we just have to keep improving on it and moving forward.
Well, when you say that the right leg isn't exactly where it was before you got hurt, are you most concerned about fatigue, strength, agility with it? What isn't quite up to par that bothers you about it?
I'm not dunking like I used to, but that's really not a concern on the field. So, I mean, we're not allowed to, use a goalpost as a two to celebrate for an end zone dance anyway. So, I think I'll be pretty good throughout the game.
Thank you.
But I mean, I guess whatever the concerns you may or may not have about the way, you say it's going to take time. Doctors have told you it's going to take some time. Do you fully expect that at some point it will feel 100% again, or can you never be 100% after the kind of injury you've suffered?
No, I mean, like, it's, okay, it's 100% now. You're not going to re-injure it. So I don't have to worry about re-injuring it. Me waking up in the morning and stretching, yawning out of bed is like, okay, right leg's a little stiffer than the left leg. They're like, in time, that will go also. So in time, this injury would be nothing but a memory. So it's nothing that I'm going to have to, okay, you're going to have to stay in rehab and you're going to have to do physical therapy just to make sure it keeps going. So with none of those negative diagnoses that I've had. So I'm still able to play, and when I get out there, I can move as I did before. Now, it might not be like 100% as in strength to the left leg, but that's because I was off of it for so long. But you would just have to build it up. It's not a one-legged hop by any means when I'm out there. So it is in great football shape, I want to say. I mean, I guess I'm not having any concerns with the thinking when I'm going out there, okay, I'm not going to be able to do something because I could do it all.